Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Ray Chen is an, I shouldn't say up and coming, he has arrived, a wonderful violinist, and he's actually arrived in Wilmington this week for UNCW's Artist in Residence. He's the winner of the Queen Elizabeth and Yehudi Menuhin competitions. He's released two critically acclaimed albums through Sony. He's the youngest soloist ever to have performed in the televised Nobel Prize concert. Had a recent Carnegie Hall debut with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic, a sold-out concert with the Gewandhaus Orchestra at Musikverein, standing ovations all around, and later this summer he will perform with the Cleveland Orchestra and Los Angeles Philharmonic. But right now, he is right here in our studio. So, Ray Chen, welcome and thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a great pleasure.
Good. Now, talk a little bit about your multicultural upbringing. I hear you have some interesting stories.
Oh, yes, certainly. I was born in Taiwan. And when I was about 4 months old, my family and I moved to Australia, so where I, you know, grew up. And I used to sound more Australian. Then later on, I moved to the States when I was 16. So now I'm 24, and so it's been 8 years. Okay, I used to sound like this all the time, I guess. More Australian. Yeah. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. But nowadays, I sound definitely more American. I love this place, so, you know, it's definitely become my home now.
Now, when did music come into your life, and who brought it to you, and how did that affect you?
Well, I started playing violin at the age of 4, and just before then, I had a toy guitar that I liked to play with and strum along normally. And then one day, I guess, I decided to put the guitar underneath my chin and together with a chopstick, pretend to, you know, saw away at this guitar and play the violin, essentially. So my parents, for my 4th birthday, bought me, you know, a tiny little, you know, quarter-sized violin. And that's when it all started.
And you just loved it right from the beginning. That felt like your instrument.
Yeah, I have to say that, though, I was probably making dying cat sounds rather than anything even remotely musical, but... yeah, I had a hell of a time.
That's great. Then your studies progressed. You had various teachers along the way, I'm sure. Did you go on to another school like Juilliard or something along the way?
Yes, I moved here to the United States for Curtis Institute of Music, has, as you know, may know, has a lot of esteemed alumni such as Long Long, Hilary Hahn, Alan Gilbert, you know, to name a few. So yeah, I moved here when I was 16 and then graduated. And before I graduated, I won that Queen Elizabeth competition, which is what really launched my career. So there was kind of an overlap of a year where, but luckily, Curtis Institute of Music is extremely flexible, and it certainly is very used to having successful, yet to have graduated students. So they knew what to do and they knew how to support me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your violin. I understand it's quite extraordinary.
Certainly. It's a Stradivarius. So, I mean, it was made
as good as it gets.
Yeah, it is as good as it gets. It was made in 1702 and it's called the Lord Newlands. It's on loan from Japanese Foundation, the Nippon Music Foundation, which, as I know, has about like 18 or 19 of such instruments. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, considering that the fact that there's only like 300 left in the world.
My goodness.
And they're so generous in loaning it out. You don't have to be Japanese to have one of these instruments. They loan it out to people all over the world. Whoever they deem, you know, that deserves one, gets one.
That's wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Ray Chen. He is a concert violinist who is with us this week through UNCW's Artist in Residence program. Ray, let's talk now about what you'll be doing while you're in Wilmington. I understand there'll be master classes, there'll be some elementary and junior high school and high school visits. Do you know what's all coming up in your schedule?
Well, this week is a pretty exciting week for me. It's also pretty unusual because usually I don't get the chance to, you know, get to, you know, go out and visit so many schools and, you know, various, you know, parts of the community like I do here in Wilmington. And, you know, I see that as a really great thing to do, kind of, you know, reaching out to young students to hopefully inspire them and, you know, not necessarily get them to, you know, start playing violin or anything like that. But I always tell them that, you know, music is something just really, really important to, you know, that can become a huge kind of learning experience for them in their lives, to learn responsibility of such as taking care of an instrument, or, you know, time management skills, and also social skills, just communicating with people, you know, working in team, you know, team building exercises. It's all, you know, in an orchestra or in chamber music, you're really, it's like the ultimate team work right going on right there. Mm-hmm. And I think that these skills are just lifelong skills to have.
And I think discipline is such an important part of, you know, you have to practice and practice to become as good as you are. And for kids to understand that it does take that kind of dedication, and that self-discipline can affect other aspects of their lives.
Oh, yeah, certainly, yeah. Discipline is a huge part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure. So you're doing semester classes at the university for violin students?
Yes, we actually did that yesterday, uh-huh. I believe. Sunday, sorry. And the time has gone by so quickly.
I bet.
And, you know, we've already visited two schools. And we're off to this afternoon to Ashley High School. And tomorrow there'll be more schools. And then finally on Thursday, it'll end with the recital at 8 p.m.
Yes. Now, the recital is Thursday night at Beckwith Recital Hall, which I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's gorgeous.
I did, actually. I managed to, I got the chance to see it, and that was where the masterclass was held.
Oh, good, because the acoustics are so lovely in there. It's 8 o'clock Thursday night at Beckwith Recital Hall. And talk a little bit about your program on Thursday night.
Well, I'll be beginning with Mozart, violin piano sonata, K305 in A major. I tend to like to program my recitals in a kind of a multi-meal, you know, multi-course meal format. So we begin with, you know, the starter salad, a Mozart, very fresh, very green. And then we move on to kind of like this Russian main course dish, you know, a Prokofiev violin piano sonata number 2. This was originally written for flute and piano. And then later on, David Oistrakh, great violinist, came along and asked Prokofiev if he would mind, you know, taking and arranging it for violin. So that happened. And, you know, flutists always get a little touchy when this subject comes up. But, you know, I mean, let's be honest, it sounds way better on the violin.
Oh,
so.
And there's no flutist in the room, so we're safe. It's fine.
Absolutely. And then after the intermission, we have Bach E major partita number 3, which for solo violin. So something to, you know, sorbet, refresh in the taste buds. And then we finish with triple helpings of dessert. Sarasate.
It works for me.
Yeah. Sarasate habanera. Havanese, sorry, and then Sarasate Playera, and both from the Spanish dances.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Zugunaweis and Gypsy Airs, which is, you know, kind of fireworks for violin and piano.
I'm a big Pablo de Sarasate fan. I love his music for violin. It's astonishing.
Yeah, well, I love it too. And, you know, it's a great, I think this program is a great kind of opportunity for me to show all aspects, you know, from Bach, which is very Baroque, and, you know, then Mozart through to Prokofiev, and also like kind of something Spanish, you know, some really, you know, kind of exotic flavor in there.
In your life right now, what is the easiest and most fun thing that you get to do?
Well, I would say that the funnest thing I get to do, and the best thing that I love about my job, and it's funny to call it a job because, you know, playing music is something that I love. And that's also another thing that I try to stress to the kids, is that, you know, when you find your passion and you keep on at it till you become really, really good at it, you can make it into, you know, something that you can live off of. And that was what I was trying to stress to them. And so for me, my job happens to be my passion, and all the perks that come with it are just fantastic. For example, you know, traveling all around the world, seeing, you know, different cities. I happen to be a big foodie, so I love different types of foods. You know, Italy and Japan are my favorite places for food, just because, you know, I mean, Italian and Japanese, you know.
Great cuisines.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also just, you know, doing, you know, going to events and stuff like that. It's just so, the whole VIP kind of, you know, feel. That's actually what kind of really inspired me also in the beginning, in addition to a love of performance. When I was 8 years old, I was invited to go to the opening ceremony of the 1998 Japan Winter Olympics in Nagano. And that was so cool for me to kind of have an overseas international trip, my first one. And that was really what kind of started it all. That made me decide, I want to be a violinist.
That's so wonderful. Ray Chen is this week at UNCW for UNCW's Artist in Residence program. If you'd like to hear him perform, we're going to have a little bit of music in just a moment. But you can also hear him Thursday night live, a wonderful program he's created. It's at Beckwith Recital Hall at 8 p.m. And you can get more information by going to uncw.edu/arts. You can get your tickets there. There's a video link also. You can hear and see him perform. You can also call the Keenan Hall box office, 962-3500, for more information and for tickets. Ray, what a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for coming in for the interview today.
Oh, thank you. It's such a pleasure. Looking forward to Thursday.